It's Friday, the 3rd of April. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. As South Africa enters its second week of government-imposed lockdown, the country has been praised globally for leading efforts to stop COVID-19 in its tracks on the African continent. In a report on COVID-19 in Africa, international news agency Bloomberg says the crisis has also spurred innovation and goodwill, and nearly all of its examples emanate from South Africa. These examples of innovation and goodwill include that AngloGold Ashanti, the world's third largest gold producer, has said it will make two hospitals available with hundreds of beds in Northwest and Gauteng provinces. South African fuel and chemicals company Sasol is producing alcohol for hand sanitizers and disinfectants. And supermarket giant ShopRite is paying appreciation bonuses to its shop floor and distribution center employees for their efforts to keep supplies flowing. Now, although there have been positive developments, the reality is that half of all jobs in Africa are imperiled by the virus fallout. Bloomberg warns that Africa may be 2 to 3 weeks away from the height of a coronavirus outbreak, but its impact is already wreaking havoc on the production and movement of goods and raw materials in, out, and around the continent. 31 of the region's 54 countries are imposing full border controls, according to Addis Ababa-based African Centers for Disease Control. In landlocked Zambia, which is the continent's second biggest copper producer, companies that usually truck output to Durban for shipment are having to find alternate routes after South Africa scaled down operations at bulk terminals. And in Kenya, the largest exporter of flowers to Europe, growers are destroying about 50 tons of fresh blooms daily, and that's due to supply chain disruptions. Most of South Africa's iconic mines, says Bloomberg, have been idled in a 21-day lockdown, forcing Impala Platinum, the number two global producer, to notify customers and suppliers it is unable to meet contractual obligations. But just as worrying as the contractual obligations are that these mines employ more than 450,000 people. More than 51% of Africa's exports are bound for countries that are highly affected by the virus, with fuels topping the list. The collapse in oil demand and prices will likely force companies in Nigeria, which is Africa's biggest producer, to rein in output sooner rather than later. And, says Bloomberg, with economic activity almost at a standstill, around half of the jobs in all of Africa are at risk, and 48% fewer people will be lifted out of poverty. Many businesses and informal traders may not survive the restrictions that are already weighing on trade, it warns. The coronavirus pandemic is hammering listed property companies. Global Property Research, which tracks property indices, says Africa is leading prices downwards. African property companies lost about 50% in the first quarter. That's more than any other region. It says that amid rising uncertainty and the widening economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic, the South African Real Estate Investment Trust Association has made an urgent request to the National Treasury to provisionally relax REIT tax rules in the country. In terms of real estate investment trust tax laws that came into effect in 2013, Johannesburg Stock Exchange listed property funds must pay out 75% of their taxable income to investors in order to be a REIT and benefit from not having to pay dividend taxes. But with South Africa's economic woes bringing on a recession in the 2019 calendar year, several REITs have been reducing dividend payouts to strengthen their balance sheets. And, says Global Property Research, with the coronavirus pandemic exacerbating the country's economic rut and the property industry facing its worst ever conditions, SA REIT is asking for a 2-year reprieve from paying out dividends. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has more than doubled to a second straight record as the coronavirus widened its reach and closed more businesses. A total of 6.65 million people filed jobless claims in the week ending 28th of March, according to Labour Department figures. Turning to performance on the JSE, shares in South African mobile company MTN leapt as much as 18% on Thursday. This was helped by signs that Saudi Arabia and Russia may be ready to cooperate to stabilize the oil market after a slump in prices. That's according to Reuters, which notes that MTN operates in 21 markets across Africa and the Middle East and has exposure to a number of oil-producing countries such as Nigeria, which is its biggest market, accounting for a third of its revenue. Investors said MTN was also being helped by the fact that it had underperformed its rivals in recent weeks and had paid a good dividend on Wednesday. Other top performers on Thursday included Sasol, which jumped more than 20%, and DRD Gold, which gained just over 12%. Leading shares down on Thursday was Old Mutual, which shed nearly 5%, while Pepkor, ShopRite, and Italtal were also among the major losers of the day, shedding between 3.5% and 2.5%. Late on Thursday, 18 Rand 47 would get you $1, £22.85 would buy you £1, while £20.03 was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.